Well, Lynn, another national cup final for you coming up?
Yeah, cup final coming up in less than 2 weeks now. Three Imperials in the final, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, you had a good win the last day. I saw that you were top scorer yourself, and how difficult was it? And what, talk to us about Tralee.
Yeah, it was a very difficult semi-final win. Cillester are a great side. We only pulled away really in the fourth. We were expecting everything we got from them, and I suppose we got the breaks down the fourth quarter. And Tralee had the easier semi-final, all right. Longford weren't as strong as them, but Tralee have beaten us already this year in the league. They played with us 2 years ago, good friends, all of us. It's going to be a very difficult final to win. We're hoping to come out on the right side of it.
Now, how many National Cup finals have you participated in?
I've participated in, I suppose, about four finals, and I have won or lost the majority of them, unfortunately. We had a victory, all right, 2 years ago under Cormac O'Donoghue. That was our first senior cup final. We had to take the year out then last year because we couldn't take the step up to Super League, and we're just delighted to be back in it this year again. That was the plan from the start, and we're there now, so we're going to shout.
How big a thing was it to win 2 years ago, Lynn? What did it mean to you?
It was absolutely huge. I suppose I've played at a lot of levels and played with a lot of girls throughout the years, you know, with county and international, but there's nothing like winning something with your own local club, the girls you've grown up with. It meant the world to us, you know. We wanted it from day one, and to get it at the end, it was just sweet. The hard work that went in really paid off.
Would there be many of that team from 2 years ago still involved?
Yeah, the majority of the team are there. One or two changes are right. Maura Guiney has left. She's gone abroad to Australia, travelling for a couple of years. And Catherine Canty has come in from, she was Castle Island originally, but she was Dunamore and Brunel the last few years. So she's joined the team, but the majority of the team is there. Sinead O'Connell, Katrina O'Connell's sister, is now back as well from Australia. So it's most of the same faces from 2 years ago, yeah.
Lynn, would it be unusual to have two Kerry teams in the ladies' final, or has it happened before? Have you any knowledge of that?
I can't ever remember it happening, no, so I suppose it's huge from that point of view. A great spectacle, I suppose, will be, you know, involved on the day, Tralee versus Killarney, in two teams from Kerry in an All-Ireland final. I suppose it's rare and it's going to be special.
Of course, Scruffy St. Paul's are your club. Have they always been your club?
St. Paul's was always the club, I suppose, but Scruffy's are on board with the last couple of years, and we're very grateful for the sponsorship. We've been sponsored by other places down over the years, like Mustangs and things, and game sponsors as well have been very important this year, but I suppose always St. Paul's from the start, and then, you know, different sponsors come in over the years.
You're recognised as one of the top ladies basketball players in the country, not alone in the county, but in the country. You're at it a long time, then. You have a lot of mileage covered, you're still a young lady, and how did it all begin for you?
It all began, I suppose, I was 8 or 9. There's a basketball court in Pinewood where I live, and I used to begin over there, and we played from morning to night time. You know, we skipped dinner and tried to skip homework and everything we could do to get around to stay over in the court for as long as we could. Then I began, I don't rightly even remember my first day at St. Paul's, but I remember going up to the parish hall and Breed O'Donoghue was there and Evelyn Regan and James Boo Boo Fleming, and it kind of went on from there. And I think the core of the players began the same time as me, and, you know, there's still 5 or 6 that began together, and we picked up more along the way.
When you started off, what age were you roughly?
I suppose I was playing in the local court at home for maybe about 7 or 8, but I think I joined the club officially when I was about 10.
Would you have had basketball heroes that time, Lynn? Would you have people that you looked up to, either men or women, locally or even nationally? Or how big was basketball in your young life?
Yeah, I suppose we used to love going down to the Men's Super League, you know, getting the 50p off mom or dad and going down to the Prez, myself and Diane, a neighbour at home. You know, we were there every Saturday night when they were Team Kerry Spring, and we'd be there the hour beforehand and watch the warm-up. So I suppose there wasn't much women's basketball in Killarney at the time, as far as I can remember, but I suppose I remember Lee Strand and Tralee used to be on the TV from time to time. But I suppose the men, you know, the likes of Shane Horgan and all those, Cormac O'Donoghue, Pat O'Shea, you know, they were worth every penny of the 50 cent on a Saturday night. You know, it was be mighty. We used to love going down there.
Would you be conscious of the great tradition of basketball in Killarney? I can go back, I played in the 50s. I remember the first games even played in Killarney, in the old town hall that's gone out, and they played in a carpet with a football, and basketball originated there. Would you be conscious of the great tradition up along through the decades?
Yeah, I've seen it, and, you know, often they go back in the papers and you see the old teams and the pictures, and I would take an interest in it, yeah. I suppose it's nice to know where it came from. It didn't appear in Killarney out of nowhere. You know, people worked hard to set the club up and people worked hard to keep things going, you know, the town league running. I suppose if the people in the past didn't put the work in, it wouldn't be there today for us. It didn't happen by accident. Yeah, you know?
Well said, Lynn. Now, coming along now and bring us through your career, you played internationally, you travelled the whole world. Basketball has been good to you?
Basketball has been very good to me from all sides of my life, really. I suppose I've made friends for life out of it. You know, the girls I hang around with now, who knows would I've ever met them if I hadn't been for basketball and for sport. Made the Irish team when I was first 15, played under 16 then, and we saw America and we saw parts of Ireland that, again, we didn't even know existed, and we were in the UK and things. 18s was the same. We made it to Portugal. You know, I can thank a lot of my travels down to sport and a lot of my friends certainly as well, because of all the years of sport that we've played together.
What other countries would you have travelled in, and how did you get on in those tournaments, and what was the competition like?
Yeah, we had good success in the Four Countries Tournament, which is a tournament involving Ireland, England, Wales and Scotland. We won that under 16 and also under 18. On the 18 tournament then, we ended up in Portugal for the European tournament, which unfortunately, I suppose, we didn't do as well as we'd hoped, and the standard was very, very high, you know, and some of them even had professional players playing, you know, size-wise, everything, I suppose, the time they put into it. We didn't get the results that we hoped for, but, you know, I suppose in four countries, we were successful. Again, under 20s, we travelled back to Portugal again for another European tournament, where we were lucky in a few games, but, you know, we competed as best we could. Didn't come out on top, but, you know, we gave it our best.
And locally then, Lynn, here in Ireland and here in Kerry, what have you achieved?
I suppose coming up with St. Paul's through the years, we've won a lot of county league titles, cup titles, success over in the Castle Island Blitz, which is a great tournament. We won our first national tournament under 19 back in 2003, the first national cup title with James Fleming. And I suppose the big one then, the senior tournament 2 years ago, again under Cormac O'Donoghue, we claimed our first senior national women's cup, and which we'll be aiming to do again hopefully in two weeks' time.
And of course, all of this demands an awful lot of time from you. Tell us, we're here in your school where you work now, tell us about your work and tell us about how time consuming and how financially tough it is to keep you a top class basketball player, Lynn.
Okay, well, I suppose of all the jobs I'm in, teaching is probably, you know, one that is suitable to the hard work that needs to go in behind, because I'm finished, I suppose, at 3 o'clock, so I'm lucky from that point of view. If I need to get training, I can hit at it straight away at 4 o'clock, so I'm lucky from that side.
Tell us how you're working.
I'm working here in St. Oliver's, Ballycasheen Primary School. I'm teaching fifth class, and Rory's been great, you know, if there's any time ever needed off, you know, looking for next week and everything. Now I'll be needing days, you know, if we're going early on the Friday, if we're going up to Dublin. So he's been great from that point of view and always supportive. And the staff here, in fairness, you know, you always get the, how are you doing? And well done, I see you on the weekend. And they're all following it, you know, they're hearing it on the radio and they're following it in the papers. And, you know, that makes me proud as well to see this, you know, other people are taking an interest. And it's nice to hear the well wishes. And, you know, if you lost, they're the exact same way. They'll say hard luck and, you know, that's nice as well.
Now, what about training? It takes up a huge part of your life, I presume. And have you missed out a few years not playing anything, or have you taken a rest, or have you been injured?
No, I've been extremely lucky over the years. I've never had a serious injury. I'd say I could count on one hand the amount of training sessions I've missed in my whole life since I've started playing. We train 2 nights a week, and I suppose we have games the weekend, so it's time consuming, all right, like that. Again, though, I'm lucky, I'm based in Killarney. We have girls coming from Ennis, you know, you have the likes of Marissa Galway there getting the ferry home on a Wednesday night and getting the ferry back up against Thursday morning to be back in work. We have two guards in the team, Catherine Canty and Katrina O'Connell, who also find it very difficult, you know, they can't pick and choose their hours, but, you know, they seem to make it down for training on the Wednesday nights, and they put in the real commitment, I suppose. I'm lucky from the point of view that I'm in Killarney, but it does take a lot of time, but, you know, when you make the final in 2 weeks' time, and, you know, hopefully if we can get a result, it'll be worth every single second of it.
Have you always been conscious, Lynn, of your diet and conscious of your fitness, and have you had a good social life? I mean, how do you combine things? Because you're an international star, you mightn't think so yourself, but you are. And to be up to that standard and to keep the high standard that you set yourself and you demand, hitting 17, 20, 25 points in big games, you must live a very tough, kind of a stringent life in many ways. You're you're laughing at that.
Oh, listen, I'm good enough to myself at times, I can tell you. I suppose you have to strike a balance at times. When we were on the Irish team, we met, you know, several dietitians and we were on stringent diets. But I suppose as you get older, you know, if you were never playing sport, everyone is that bit more health conscious, I think, today, you know. You have to take care of yourself. Now, don't get me wrong, we have a super social life with the basketball team, and I think we are known up and down the country for the social side, you know, that we bring to the basketball as well. And teams, you know, when they come to Killarney to play us, they'd often end up staying down and coming out with us, you know, and we'd pop into Scruffy's, our sponsors and things. But we know where to draw the line to, you know. We're looking after ourselves, especially now with the final in sight in 2 weeks' time, you know, taking care of ourselves. I suppose you've got to get to bed early, you know, you've got to look after what you eat, especially the week before coming up to the game. But I won't say that it's been too difficult. We have broken away from the rules too a few times.
And naturally enough, that's the way, that's because now, outside of your own family, who we talk about lately, who has influenced your sporting life up along since you were seven?
I suppose one of the first coaches I came across, I suppose, was James Boo Boo Fleming, the great. He's worldwide known, I'd say, at this stage. He was probably with us all the way up through, you know. He didn't start this season off with us, as you probably know. We had Brian Clark in there. Boo Boo has just come in very recently again, you know, and he made a huge difference, I think, the weekend. And I think, personally, he's had a huge impact on my career to date. I've met some great coaches though along the way, I have to say. You know, I played under James Weldon, a super international coach as well. He's coached Ireland. He's now in the final as well with UL in the Super League. Carl Fleming came in. He was very, very tough. Cormac O'Donoghue led us to the final and victory 2 years ago. I suppose they're looking, Killarney, if someone falls out or someone drops off, you know, there's a great knowledge there and people with the interest, because it's not easy either to take up a coaching job, I can imagine, and coaching women is especially difficult, I would think. So I suppose in Killarney, from that point of view, we've been lucky. But if I had to name one, I suppose James Fleming has been the major coach.
You said there that coaching women might be more difficult. Why do you say that?
Women have their own problems, as we all know. I suppose it's just hard to keep everyone happy, you know. If girls can't make it from away, it's difficult to get a rotation. And then, you know, we're very strapped for numbers this year. We were unlucky with Orla Kavanagh broke her nose, you know, at the start of the year. Katie Gleeson has suffered a very, very bad injury that has seen her out with 9 weeks now. So we're really, really tight for numbers. So that can be a strain too on coaches. You know, if you don't get 10, it's hard to prepare properly. But I suppose we find ways around it. But I suppose most people would say women are probably more difficult to coach.
Are you a nervous type of a player? Would you be nervous before the game? And how do you take to big occasions? And what's the strongest part of your game?
Nervous, yeah. There's definitely going to be some form of nerves the next day, but not to the point that it'd make me ill, you know. I'll take them on board. I'll use them to the best strength that I can. Strongest part of my game, I suppose, defensively, I'd be more known defensively. Last couple of weeks, I've been knocking up a few scores, all right, but that wouldn't be, I suppose, a typical part of my game. Over the last few years, not really a huge factor me for scoring, but defensively, you know, I'll have a job to do, especially the next day. I'm not the captain of the team this year, but I suppose a lot of the girls would look to me as the floor captain because I play in the point guard position. And I suppose I'll handle a lot of ball on the day. And I look to myself that if someone is having a bad day, you know, maybe I could bring them along, you know, a bit of encouragement. I'd be an encouraging person. And I think the girls will be looking to me for leadership, you know, as they have done over the last few years. But I take that, you know, I look forward to that. You know, I look forward to going to the game 2 weeks' time with the girls.
On the other hand, then, playing the devil's advocate, Lynn, what would your weakest point be, would you say, in your own game? What wouldn't you be happy with?
I suppose rebounding, I suppose, would be one of my bigger strengths, maybe, and boxing out is one we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks, you know, that I suppose everyone looks to the bigger girls to get the rebounds at all times, but sure, the ball can bounce off the ring in any direction. So I've been trying to focus on that. I suppose you have to take your weaknesses and look at them and try to turn them into some form of a strength as time goes on. But definitely, I suppose, rebounding, I suppose, would be one of my weaker things.
Who are the great players that you have met?
I've come up with some great players. I suppose one that strikes me is Georgine McKenna. She's the point guard from Drimna. We have great battles, had great battles down through the years now. She's stepped up to Super League this year, but 2 years ago, you know, I got the better of her in the cup final, and I suppose she got the better of me in the league final. So it's always been tit for tat. Some super players on our own team, like some Marissa Galway, Maura Finnegan, you know, fantastic. I suppose, again, 2 years ago, going back as well, we had Maura Guiney from the Stole, you know, who came to the team for just 1 year, but she brought so much with her. And I think the year she played, we all improved. She brought everyone along, even probably unbeknown to herself, she did. You know, she slotted into the team like she'd been there for 20 years, and Maura has done it all. She's played for, you know, she's played for Ireland all through the ranks, and she was a senior international, super girl and a super player.
There was always a great rivalry between Tralee and Killarney in basketball, going right back to the 50s and up along. I remember it distinctly myself, and it'll be there again. What do you know about your rivals the next year, and who are the big dangers?
I suppose our rivals were our teammates 2 years ago, you know, which makes it that little bit more, I suppose, nostalgic. 2 years ago, we won a cup final and we celebrated together. Even, you know, last Saturday in the semi-final, we cheered for Tralee on. They cheered us on. So it's going to be awkward to turn around and face them again. But Tralee know us well and we know Tralee well. They have some super players. They're in 3 finals next in 2 weeks' time, which is a huge achievement for any club, under-18s, 20s and senior women. I don't think that that's probably ever been done either. I suppose their big names will be, I suppose, Emma Sherwood, undoubtedly, a super player. Now, she is carrying a bit of a hand injury, but I presume she'll be all right, hopefully, in 2 weeks' time. Ashley Campbell, a big tall girl. She's about 6 foot, great player as well. Sinead Maxey, very strong. They have 7 or 8 great players, truly, and, you know, they won't be one bit afraid of us.
Lynn, I always get the impression watching basketball that the referees play a huge part in it. They can give a free or they needn't give a free. Really, it's a very dicey kind of a game to referee. Would you be concerned playing like that, and have you been frustrated with referees?
Oh, there's been several times now, yeah. I suppose it's such a fast game. Yeah. And once the whistle goes, they don't usually tend to change their mind. And I suppose human error, you've got to allow for it. Oh, undoubtedly, I'm probably known to the referees up and down the country, you know. But I would never tend to get on their case unfairly, I find. You know, I hold my hand up any time that I'm called for a foul that I feel is genuine. But I have to say, we had 2 referees last Saturday in Cork and they were superb. You know, it wasn't just because we won the game. I remember thinking in the 3rd or 4th quarter, you know, there's no one to blame here. If we lose this, it's ourselves. I mean, and I shook hands with them after and I said it to them, I couldn't believe it. They weren't even part of the game. You never even knew that they were there, you know. The game was not about them. They were there, they were fair on both sides. I think even Kilestra would say it, even though they lost, I think they'd say the same. And I think referees, they can make or break a game. Now, I hate to use them as an excuse after you lose, but I do feel sometimes there are genuine cases of it in all sports. You know, you see it in all sports. The soccer there, you can see it in the Premiership at the moment. There's all sorts of things going on. You know, was it a 2-footed challenge? Was it not? But human error, that said, I would not care to be refereeing myself. So, you know, it is a hard job.
Would you follow all sports?
I do. I follow all sports, yeah. Watch a bit of soccer, basketball. I watch anything that's on. Watch the darts over the Christmas. Tennis, I'd watch anything that's on.
And, of course, you played football with Kerry.
I did. I played football with Kerry when I was under 14 and under 16. I think we lost an All-Ireland final under 14 there to Monaghan. Played with Crokes as well. Crokes would be my local club. Yeah, Dr. Crokes.
Are you a bad loser? And if the worst came to the worst, you were beaten in the final. How long does it take you to get over a major defeat?
If we lose, you know, any match that we lose, I'd be the first down to shake hands with the opposite side. I can take losing. It hurts. It hurts bad. But I can acknowledge and that the other team were better or whatever, you know. I've often said to the girls, you know, in a warm-up or, you know, just before the ball goes up, if we lose today, let's it be because we're not good enough, you know, because they're better than us. We can take that any time. Sometimes you let yourself down, you know, you don't play well enough or, you know, it just doesn't happen some days for teams, even the great teams, they've all had disappointing days out. But things like the Cup, all right, we've lost a few of them, you know, they do hurt for a long, long time after. You have regrets if you get a DVD and you look back and you know, it does hurt for a long, long time, but I suppose you can use that going forward as well, you know. I will certainly be thinking back in 2 weeks' time to all the hurt of all the loss that we've had before, and I'll be trying to make sure it doesn't happen again.
What ambitions would you have in basketball? What's your greatest ambition?
I suppose if we could win the double this year, that's what we set out to do at the start. We're into the league, we're into the cup final now. We have a bit of work to do, all right, to pull ourselves up in the league. We had a couple of losses early on, but we still have time on our sides there. So a lot of girls are talking about retiring this year. So if they go, I think we'll be under pressure to field the team next year. So I suppose I have a very short future left with the crowd I'm with at the minute. So the double would be what we're hoping for, but it's going to be a big ask.
Would you be a person that would say a prayer before a game? Would you be religious in that respect? Do you think that those things happen? Those things help?
I wouldn't say it, I suppose, religiously, maybe not every game, but there might be the odd one, all right, if I was feeling that we were under a bit of pressure, maybe I would. Or we have certain routines in the dressing room as well, you know, certain people sit beside certain people and, you know, we kind of tend to sit in the same position at half time and things, you know, for the chats and things. But Prayer before every match, probably not. Maybe if I thought we were in serious trouble, maybe.
Yeah, when you're in
maybe
trouble.
Maybe at halftime.
Of course, without your mother and father and with the help of your own family, talk to us about your own. Of course, I'd know your dad well. We'd have worked together. We'd be old friends. And your mum and dad, of course, must have been very good to you because you were on the go all the time and financially and everything, I'd imagine. Well, who else is in the family?
I have two brothers and a sister as well. And I suppose going back to mum and dad, without them, it never would have happened, you know. There was numerous trips from here to there, you know. They were like taxi service. They were at every game. I couldn't hardly think of a game that they miss, you know. Anytime there was new boots needed or anything, you know, any of the gear like that. Injuries, you know, physio trips, absolutely fantastic. The girls that we're about to play with in 2 weeks' time, you know, they'd all know my dad very, very well. He's at all the matches and he'd be considered the sixth man, you know. He missed the semi-final on Saturday. He was at a wedding. His nephew got married. My first cousin, Jason Kelly, got married.
To who?
To Maura. Can't even think for a second name. Maura from Charleville.
Yeah.
And that hurt badly, you know. He was getting quarterly updates from my boyfriend, George. And he's going now for the final, you know.
Actually, you brought it up yourself, but I was going to ask you about boyfriends. Had your time for boyfriends, and you mentioned the word George.
George, yeah. Myself and George were actually going out 5 years.
Who's George who?
George Burchell from Limerick.
Yeah.
Going out 5 years last Saturday, so I think maybe that bought us a bit of luck as well. And on the day of the cup final, it's actually George's birthday. He has the patience of a saint, I suppose, because I am taking off training, you know, a couple of nights a week, and you know, they're weekends where we can't go out or we can't socialise because we have an upcoming game, you know. He'll be in Dublin as well, and there'll be parties hopefully or after, you know, if we win, and yeah, he'll be around. But he enjoys the crack as well, and he's met a lot of the girls' boyfriends as well, so they've got a great social life out of it too. Since he moved down here, he'd be best friends with all the girls' boyfriends as well, so it's great. We've a good old.
Finally, Lynn, do you think that ladies' sport and ladies' basketball in particular get the recognition they deserve? Do you think you get the coverage you deserve? Are you happy with the coverage you get? And talk to us about that.
I suppose yourselves at Radio Kerry have been very good. You know, Joe Manny and them, they're constantly on and keeping in touch with us. The papers are quite good, but I suppose with regards, I don't expect it to be on television all the time, but I know the national finals have been cut, the television coverage has been cut, which is a huge, huge blow. You know, now we wouldn't have been on it anyway. We're the National League, but Super League women was always on television and men's, you know, and it was always a case of, we always watched it Sunday, whether we were in the finals or not. We all got together, all our team got together and went to one of the girls' houses and we watched it. And I just think, you know, it was a serious decision to make. I know they're on about the Olympics coming up this year and they're looking to cover that. You know, obviously that's of huge importance as well. But, you know, I really think it would be great if someone could cover it. I don't think women's basketball is out there at all, or men's basketball even for that matter. I suppose it's a sport you'd rarely see even on the 6-1 news. Television coverage of it is poor. Radio, I think, and newspapers are doing their best. But if the television coverage could come, it would be great.
And of course, photographic-wise, you probably wouldn't be one of the most photographed teams in the country because you have your own professional photographer, Eamon Keogh, one of the top men in the 32 counties, and he really keeps a close eye on it. Great photographer. He's always around you.
Yeah, fair play to Eamon. You know, it's not easy. We could have a launch at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and he seems to be there. We could be playing Saturday night, and he's there, you know. He's kept us going all right. I think he's kept our pictures in the paper, you know. And I think you see all the other sports, you know. I buy the papers weekly, and I look at them, and I see, you know, Celtic are there, and Legion are there, and Crokes are there, and, you know, why shouldn't basketball be there as well? I think there's, you know, you'd often see Castle Island there seem to get good coverage as well, you know. Liz Galway there does tremendous work for them. The reports are always there, and it's important, you know. If it's not out there, who's going to know about it, you know? And for advertising matches and things, people would often say, oh, I didn't know the match was on, you know? So it's important to get it out there. I think Facebook now as well, you know, is great that way, the internet and things. We have our own little page, our own Scruffy's St. Paul's website that you can log on, you know, and you can become friends. And one of the girls is responsible for putting up all the information, you know, and we're looking, you know, to put the word out there that basketball is there to be sported, and especially ladies' basketball.
Well, this interview anyway is going out on Terrace Talk, and it'll be one of the first lady basketball interviews to be going up on the Terrace Talk website, and it'll be there forevermore. and it'll be there forevermore. I was going to ask you one more question now before we finished, and it's the one that you might find it difficult to answer, Lynn, but just think about it for a minute and I know you'll give it an answer. Would you consider yourself as good a basketball player as is in Ireland after seeing everyone?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
How do you rate yourself?
Well, I suppose I'd be my own biggest critic. You know, I know I have good strengths, you know, and I bring a lot to my team, but I suppose there's plenty of weaknesses there too. I suppose at our level, at Division 1, I suppose, yeah, I'd be able to hold my own, I would think, with any of the point guards. Back in the day, I suppose, when we played Super League, again, I can't ever remember a game where I let the team down very badly or, you know, was destroyed by an opponent. At this level now, yes, I would be off the pace, I think, of Super League. You know, we played a challenge match there against Glenmire a couple of weeks ago, you know, Cormac's Glenmire. And, you know, I suppose we have gone back, you know, from the days of Super League, but that's fine too. 27 years of age, you know, not getting any younger. But I suppose, to be fair, yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm any worse than what's out there.
Listen to me, it was a perfect answer, and you gave your age, and I didn't like to ask, because somebody told me one time before I ever interviewed anyone, don't ever ask a lady their age.
Oh, sure,
anyway, come here, Glenn. Even though I've never met you before, we've never spoken before, I've been following your career very closely, and every time I'd pick up a paper or listen to the radio, anything, the first thing I'd look for is Lynn Jones, because I'd have known your dad well, and we worked together, and we often spoke about you when you were growing up. Listen to me, you're working here now in the school in Killarney, you're doing tremendous work, you're a dream to interview, you're a great you're a great PR woman,
thank
I tell you,
you
that,
thanks
and
very much.
That's a great interview, and the best of luck to you, the best of luck to the two Kerry teams,
yeah.
And I don't
yeah.
want to be putting one above
know,
the
yeah,
other,
of course.
But the best of luck to the two of them, and as the fella said, made the best team win. And Lynn, thanks for talking.
Cup is coming to Kerry anyway, at least.